Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you?
Yes, Anita, I am calling because I was out shopping for my kids for Christmas and couldn't find I can't because you all are, as I speak, are billing me for something I did not order from you all.
Well, in order for me to access an account, I would have to first have your zip code, please.
My zip code is 34205.
And your first and last name?
Pamela Primus.
You said 34205?
Correct.
I'm not showing anything. Could it possibly be under a different name?
Well, I'm assuming so because I didn't order it.
What's your last name?
My name is Primus, P-R-I-M-O-U-S.
I'm not sure. Do you have the last four digits of the credit card used?
Sure do. 3006.
Yes, ma'am. I show no indication or no records that you have an account with us.
Well, I just got to be talking to the credit card company, and they showed today's date, you all charged me like $100 twice, and December the 8th, you all charged $6.45, and also $6.70.
I'm not sure. I show no indication that you have an account with us, ma'am.
No, I don't have an account with you.
What was your zip code
again?
Somebody's
using my credit card.
4320.
34205.
What's your email address, ma'am?
I don't have an email address.
And what's... I see an email address with your name. But you're saying you don't have an email address. Can you verify maybe the shipping address?
I never ordered none, so no, I can't verify the shipping address.
Well, ma'am, if you're not going to comply...
I live at 7... No, I'm just telling you, I can't verify something that I didn't order.
And I understand
if you want
that...
my mailing address, I can give you my mailing address.
Yes, ma'am. Either way, I'm not saying, like, the information is correct. I just want you to verify your correct information so I know that this is not your account.
701 is 701 17th Avenue, West Bradenton, Florida, 34205.
And I'm not sure. I see the shipping address on this account is actually wrong. I do see where they did take some money out today, but the card that they have is 9471.
Wait a minute. You say what now? Because that sounds like a hold on a minute. Hold on, just 1 minute. Said 9471.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm sitting up here. My mind just gone. Because the card numbers are beginning, the four beginning numbers would be 4447, and the last four would be 9471.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I am going to do, ma'am, because I see that they purchased our Keto Accent, which is the cleanse and the dietary supplements. These are natural supplements used to help reduce appetite and increase metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not familiar with 2210 10th Street West, Bradenton, Florida, 34205?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So what I am going to do is transfer you over to our fraudulent department because I do believe that this is some type of fraud that has been placed on your account, ma'am. Because they have like, they have your card number. They have your, they have made up an email, I assume. It says pamela20primus@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And they have the phone number, which is correct. The shipping address is wrong, and they have the correct card number. So I do believe and agree with you that this is fraud. So I will help you by sending you over to the fraud department who can further assist you, okay?
All right, I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Pamela. And let me cancel out that account for you as well so no future charges will be placed on there.
I didn't even must catch it beginning of the month.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like they enrolled themselves in a 14-day trial for our dietary supplements. They enrolled themselves on the 8th of this month, and that trial ended, which was yesterday. So that's why you were charged today.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. But now I'm transferring you over to the fraud department, who would then do a thorough investigation and refund you those funds.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Pamela, I do hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for calling customer support.